The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation of purchase or selling a security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of our segment on oil and clean energy.
Dreams of clean energy might pay off in the long term, but right now a lot of these plans are going up in smoke, and so are the billions of dollars set aside for them. Companies and world governments are canceling green energy projects. That includes three wind energy projects in the past few months. Wind farms around the country are being put off due to higher costs. And it's not just wind farms either. New solar projects that could have generated 300 megawatts of electricity are also canceled. For example, more than 3,000 acres of planned solar panels in Kentucky and Virginia have been delayed for years. And just like the failed wind projects, higher costs are to blame. In South Africa, nearly half of the wind and solar projects approved in a 2021 bidding round have been scrapped. Many fell through due to high interest rates, supply chain slowdowns, and costly commodities, all of which make construction too expensive to consider.
Yes, but I've heard ballooning costs are not the only problem.
Exactly. Even after clean energy projects get the thumbs up, connecting to the energy grid is not easy. For instance, last year, New Jersey announced a four-year freeze on new applications to connect to the grid. Too many companies are already waiting in line. Hurdles like these are why less than 20% of U.S. solar and wind proposals make it through the interconnection process. All of these problems tell the same story. The shift to clean energy will take longer than many realize, and that means we still need traditional sources of energy like oil. We are in a bottleneck. The world is shifting to clean energy, so oil companies are scared to invest in longer-term projects. But this shift is going to take longer than almost anyone realizes, and oil demand will only increase going into the 2030s. Plus, tight supply and high demand will keep driving oil prices higher. The commodity is sitting around $84 a barrel, and we could soon see it go above $100 as supply tightens even more.
So, if you're like the Biden administration and still dreaming about a quick and easy shift to renewables, it's time for a wake-up call. I mean, even China's president gets that.
Rich Kruger agrees. He is the president and CEO of Canadian energy giant Suncor Energy. He has been in the energy business for more than 40 years and has worked for ExxonMobil and Imperial Oil. On an earnings call in August, he said that we have a bit of disproportionate emphasis on the longer-term energy transition, and today we win by creating value through our large integrated asset base underpinned by oil sands. Rich was simply underscoring the dawning realization that we will have an energy crisis in the short term if we do not focus on oil. Other folks share the same sentiment, including many of the roughly 500 speakers who attended an exclusive event in September, the World Petroleum Congress in Calgary, Canada. You can think of it as the Oil and Gas Olympics. Energy leaders, industry experts, and even heads of state gathered to discuss the state of the market. And this year's event had a fitting title, Energy Transition, the Path to Net Zero.
And just what did some of those energy experts have to say about the energy transition?
Here's what Susanna Pierce, the president of Shell Canada, had to say. Quote, if you are a company that is servicing its customers that are still demanding fossil fuel energy source, it is very difficult to then not provide your customers with that energy they demand. The CEO of Shell had a similar message. He vowed to renew emphasis on oil and gas production. Simply put, people still need fossil fuel energy in the present, and these companies are going to give it to them. This was an overarching theme for the entire event. Today, oil companies can make good money drilling at $84 per barrel, but they have not been increasing production. We have been tracking this theme for months. The dream of transitioning to clean energy long term is a big reason that companies are hesitant to drill more. You might think that is about to change, at least if we believe the sentiment at the World Petroleum Congress. But importantly, it has not happened yet.
Okay, well, let me stop you there because we've run out of time for today. So tune in next week for part two of our segment on oil and clean energy. But if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.